Chapter 44. One day I ran uphill and alone in search of what? In search of skylarks, of light, of disappearance? In order to run and not stop running till I'd run into the new life that wasn't me, in which there was not a me at all? I ran past the hawthorn trees upon their crag and ran to the rock with the heavenly space in it. Could see it nowhere. Told myself it had just been an illusion, a kind of dream. Then there it was. Gnarled shrubs and the ancient oak, the jagged stone beneath the narrow opening between their roots. It was as if it had been prepared for me. I crouched and saw that new candles had been recently lit, illuminating heaven. I slithered in, the knee-high opening just wide enough to let me through. I lay facing upwards. The air was warm and scented by the candles. The only sound seemed to be the tiny hiss of the candles burning, the tiny crackle of the paper shifting. The floor was soft. I rang my fingertips across the sky, across the saints and angels, God in glory, Christ at his side, the dove and the tongues of fire to the Holy Ghost. I tried to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven. Knew I could not. As I looked close, I saw that heaven was painted upon other images, earlier shapes. There was graffiti visible just beneath the blue, cocks and balls and blasphemy and scrawled black curses. Jack's heaven was painted over coarseness, mischief, violence, grief, confusion. Maybe it had been repainted many times. I closed my eyes. I wept for a while. After what could have been 1,000 years, the tears stopped and I grew still and calm. Took a pen from my pocket, looked into heaven again, found an empty space edged with a pair of angels not too far from God. I drew my mother there, a clumsy drawing on the uneven rock, but as beautiful as those Jack Law had drawn. She stood straight, as she looked down towards me, smiling. I breathed easily. I lay and smiled back at her. I was with her inside some vast and comforting open space inside this little slab of rock. I began to disappear, perhaps began to sleep. And then I felt the touch upon my cheek, and opened my eyes, and Jack Law was there. He lay looking in through the opening, his hand stretched out to me. His eyes so gentle, as was his touch. Jack? I breathed. He moved his lips in reply, and though no sound came out, I felt his breath on me. I drew her, I said. I put her in here, in your heaven. I pointed to the rock. Look, there she is. He looked, he nodded, he touched me again upon my cheek. His face relaxed, almost a smile. Can you speak? I whispered. He just looked back at me. Can you? I said. Can you understand me? He tenderly touched my lips, then pointed to his own. He touched his lips with his index finger, a row of 3 touches along his top lip, a row of 3 touches upon the bottom lip, then pursed his lips together and made a little grunting sound, and relaxed them again. And then I saw the ancient marks at the edge of his beard, and I think I understood. The marks were stitch marks, 3 tiny marks on his top lip, visible through his beard, 3 tiny marks on the bottom lip. Oh, Jack, I whispered. I imagined black thread tying the marks together. Who stitched you, Jack? I said. He sighed. Did he understand the question? Did he understand anything? A teacher, I said. A priest? Your parents? His mouth opened, closed. Did it happen in the war? A groan escaped from him. Tell me, Jack, I whispered. Can you say anything? He spoke 2 syllables, 2 vowels. E-U. Again, I breathed. E-U. It could have been hello. It could have been heaven. It could have been meaningless, just a sound, just a grunt, no way to tell. E-U, I whispered in reply. His face softened, he smiled. I didn't ask him to try again. We gazed each other through the narrow opening in the rock, 2 shy creatures encountering each other for the very first time and recognising each other. I pointed to Mam, there in the heavenly rock. She's there, I said. He smiled. We looked at her together in the space that seemed to have been prepared for her. And he opened his mouth and he sang. A single, pure, wordless, high-pitched note. He paused, took a breath and sang the same long note again and touched my cheek again. And then he stopped. There were no words, just EU. EU, Jack Law, I breathed.